and welcome to our podcast. I'm Anna, and I am joined today by my lovely fellow students.
Hello, I'm Yara.
I'm Paulina.
I'm Marin.
Today, we will be talking about humor, more specifically about humor in 2022, what makes us laugh, and what kind of media we consume that is funny and enjoyable to us. For example, sitcoms, comedy movies, stand-up comedy, memes, and skits on social media. We will also talk about our sense of humor, why we think of some things as funny or even unfunny, how we might share the same humor with our friends and family, or could maybe even have totally different views on what is funny, and how popular sitcoms like Friends and The Office still seem to be relatable and hilarious in the year 2022. So, to start, probably the hardest question to answer, what is something that makes us laugh? Are there sitcoms, comedy movies, or stand-up comedians we like to watch? What makes them so funny to us?
Okay, so at start, for me personally, this question is kind of hard to answer because I usually do not think about why something makes me laugh so much. It feels more like an automatic reaction. But if I had to answer the question, I would say memes on social media that depict something relatable. Like maybe when you're feeling stressed out from life or being pressured to do good in school or uni or your job or feeling like you are unmotivated and lazy. All a bit depressing things that are made relatable through memes and that make me laugh because it takes a serious topic and changes it into something funny. And I also enjoy watching sitcoms like New Girl or That 70s Show because these shows are like an escape from a stressful day. Both shows are about a group of friends who all have different but kind of eccentric personalities, which makes them super fun to watch. Every character has their quirks and flaws, and the way they act or handle things is sometimes so far removed from reality that I can't help but laugh about how absurd it feels. And through social media, we are constantly exposed to memes created by people from our generation who understand our struggles because they also experience it, which is kind of comforting to think about. And the same goes for TV shows. They are an escape from life and a comfort to watch fictional people also have problems, but they are resolved by the end of the episode.
Oh yes, I agree with Yara 100%. It's kind of like you don't think about what makes me laugh. In most cases, it's also a composition of different factors, situations, environments, and also context. I have to say that I'm a fan of sarcasm, but you have to be careful here and see if someone in front of you understands it. For instance, people in Japan that get sarcastic jokes, and this often leads to misunderstandings. But I also have this dark and dry side of humor. But also for me, it's more like situations in everyday life that somehow turn out to be funny and not things like when someone tells a joke. I have to admit that my friends and I slipped into the TikTok bubble during the lockdown and many sounds simply became our insiders by signaling funny situations. For example, when we're walking around the town and we see a cute dog, there's nothing funny about the situation, but then suddenly someone says, "You're coming home with me," and everyone suddenly starts laughing. And when it comes to the series, it's The Office, Community College, Modern Family, and of course Friends. All are series that deal with people's everyday life, whether at work, university, in a group of friends, I mean, or the family.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think much about it either, but I do have a rather dark humor as well. Other than that, probably situational humor, memes, of course, and funny clips. I guess sarcastic jokes also do make me laugh nearly all the time. Recently, I've come to enjoy a series called Game Changer. It is a game show-like format hosted by Sam Reich. The game changes each round they play, and so it creates some very surprising and hilarious situations. I guess what I love most about it is the unexpectedness of it and how little the contestants care for their losses. Like most of you guys, as I already said, I'm a huge fan of sarcasm, and so, which will surprise nobody, I'm also a longtime fan of Bo Burnham. His songs have helped me laugh my way through quite some dark days, and even today, when life gets me down, just a few of his songs are enough to at least get me smiling, if not even laughing again. So that is what gets us laughing today. But how about in the past? Would you say that your humor changed over the years? And if so, how exactly did it change? Did we learn something from that change in what we find humorous?
I would say that it depends. What makes us laugh now is different from the previous year. For example, we can laugh about the actual themes of today's society. The time is changing, so we will have different pop culture references to make fun of over the years. However, some jokes or sitcoms will always make people laugh, such as Friends or The Office. These series are timeless. Every generation will have fun and will love watching this.
Yes, that's the point. I also clear that you laughed about different things when you were 10 than you are now when you are 22. For example, I recently watched Trek with my boyfriend again, and we also noticed throughout the movie that there are a lot of ambiguous jokes and the film and that you didn't understand it when you were a kid. I have this feeling that we were more likely to laugh at the actions of the characters or how they looked in a certain situation, but when we are older, we understand it, the context and also the language much more. And then it's more like the statements of the characters in a certain situation that make us laugh.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. Looking back, most of my humor was formed through Disney Channel shows like The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and so on. And a lot of the jokes were rather simple, so a child can easily understand them, but sometimes there were a few jokes that were meant to be understood and laughed at by an adult audience. I recently rewatched some of those shows, and now I kind of had a new appreciation for them, not only because of the nostalgia factor, but also because I could now understand jokes I could not understand before as a kid. And I also agree that humor changes drastically and quickly nowadays. What many found funny a few years ago might now be considered outdated or even offensive. I also think because we live in tough times, a lot of people now use self-deprecating humor as a coping mechanism. I also use self-deprecating humor, something I never would have done when I was younger.
Okay, but how about family and friends? Do we have a similar sense of humor compared to our friends and family? If that is the case, do we consume the same media, like comedy movies or TV shows, together? Do you send each other memes or videos that you both laugh at?
So I'd say that I have a similar humor compared to my friends. I think the reason for that is that we grew up together, so we feel really comfortable around each other. And we have known each other for years, so it makes sense that we develop the same kind of humor. I have a friend who studies at a different university than me, so we don't really have the time to meet up often. So what we do instead is send each other memes. It has become like a ritual to send each other funny pictures or TikToks to make each other laugh. With my family, it's different. My family always sends me stuff that their generation finds funny, like, for example, minion memes. And those memes are mostly funny quotes with minions in the background. And while I'm not really a fan of those memes personally, I still appreciate that they want to make me laugh.
I also agree with you at this point. As far as the family is concerned, it's interesting how the generations become visible there. I often have to explain something I laugh about to my parents or grandparents. There are always questions as to whether I know the person from the memes or the videos. For instance, every time I show my parents a funny TikTok, the first question that comes up is who is that person on the video, and often they can't understand the situation where something funny occurs and why it should be so funny. But this also works in the opposite direction. My parents grew up in Poland during the communist era, an experience when democracy was introduced, and they know life before there were mobile phones and before we had the EU, where it wasn't possible as spontaneously as we are doing it now to travel to Amsterdam, for example. And then they laugh about situations that remind them of the past or about politics. And I, for example, don't understand it, how it worked, and why is it so funny?
So, how about things old but gold? Why do you think some comedic shows like Friends or The Office, shows that came out in the 90s and early 2000s, are still so popular today? Why do they have such an impact even today?
I guess you almost all know the series Friends. You probably already heard the We Were on a Break from Ross Geller, or the famous How You Doing from Joey Tribbiani. For those who don't know, let me remind you what it is. Friends is an American television sitcom which aired on NBC from September 1994 to May 2004, lasting 10 seasons. The show revolved around six friends in their 20s and 30s who live in Manhattan, New York City. In the series, we can find Rachel Green, Chandler Bing, Phoebe Buffay, Joey Tribbiani, Monica Geller and her brother Ross Geller. Not surprisingly, Friends fulfilled the primary goal of sitcoms, to make people laugh. But if the series remains so endearing, it's because it manages to stand out for its simple humor. By the absence of pop cultural references or current events that could anchor the series in time, screenwriters do not take risks and reach a very wide audience generation after generation. Simple but effective humor, accessible from a young age, the series is based on situations, jokes, or gestures designed to make people laugh. It is therefore the identification that is mobilized among viewers who find themselves in these hilarious scenes of everyday life.
Yes, Friends is a great series. Despite being so simple, it has continued to be popular with all generations through the years. This is a series my parents adore too. They were about 20 years old when it came out, and it has become a tradition in our family to watch the series every year.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree with your takes on Friends. It is so relatable and popular because the characters are all kind of goofy but lovable. You can maybe relate to Phoebe, who is a bit eccentric and weird. Or maybe you are like Chandler, who uses sarcasm most of the time to make fun of himself or others. The jokes are also timeless, no matter how old you are. You can probably watch this show easily because the humor is simple and easy to understand.
I think something similar is the series The Office. I don't know, but do you know the series?
Oh yeah, I definitely have seen it before. Not completely, but a few episodes.
Okay, so for all listeners, The Office is an American mockumentary-style sitcom purporting to document life in an office for the paper Wall Serial Dunder Mifflin in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Scenes from everyday office life alternate with individual interviews of people involved who comment on what has been shown before and thus often give it a new meaning. Here, however, the humor is often darker, and often the statements and actions of Michael Scott, the head of the company, are so racist and sexist that they are so funny again. I mean, it's kind of absurd, but I can't explain why is it so funny to me. There are often things that you don't experience in reality, but Michael Scott's character has no filter and says everything that comes to his mind.
So interesting, because I think what makes The Office such a successful show is the writers taking risks. Some characters are totally moronic, and some of their actions are morally wrong, but those characters that would be totally unlikable in real life are hilarious to watch on screen. Michael Scott's awkward behavior around his employees is so hard to watch sometimes, but you also can't look away. But I think that is the point of the show. By using dark humor and cringe comedy, the creators were able to make a show that is still memorable to this day.
Okay, now, besides what you already said, what are your opinions on these shows? Have you watched them completely? Are there some jokes in these shows that might have aged terribly and would not be accepted today?
Okay, so I have never completely watched Friends or The Office, simply because both shows are rather long. Friends has 10 seasons while The Office has 9, which is a lot to watch when you don't really have the time. But the episodes I have seen, I really enjoyed, simply because I didn't need to watch every single season to understand what is happening. I think that is the reason I like sitcoms so much. You don't need to know the context of other episodes, because every episode has its own storyline, which is mostly resolved by the end. But if I had to choose if Friends or The Office is funnier to me, I would have to choose The Office, simply because the jokes are funnier to me. There are many characters you can relate to for different reasons. Some of them are really likable, while others are just fun to hate, and there are plenty of emotional moments, which are nice to watch. I also think there are definitely jokes that would be seen as outdated or offensive, especially nowadays. But I think those jokes are also what makes the show so successful in the first place. Without the dark humor, the show would have been forgotten pretty quickly. And it is made obvious that offensive characters like Michael Scott are supposed to be terrible, but learn from their mistakes to become a better person afterwards.
Personally, I really like this kind of sitcoms. I just started The Office, but I finished already twice Friends, and love from the beginning to the end, from every single episode. And what I also really like is that the episodes are particularly short. It lasts on average 20-30 minutes, so it's really easy to watch during like a meal, a break, or between homeworks.
But one important thing to mention is that series like Friends or The Office are lacking in diversity, especially in Friends, where the main characters are living in New York, a place known for its diversity, which isn't really represented in the series.
Okay, now after we had this interesting discussion about humor, sitcoms, and the impact those topics have in our lives, we will finally talk about our recommendations we have for you. So, which comedic shows or sitcoms would you like to recommend? I'd go first. I only have the show called Game Changer, which recently got the sequel called Make Some Noise, which I haven't fully watched yet, but I still recommend it.
Recently I started Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is really funny. I just watched the first episode, but I can already recommend it to you.
My recommendation would be Community College. It's a comedy series like Friends. It's just more up-to-date and it's set at a university.
Okay, so finally, I think I can definitely recommend New Girl, which is a sitcom that is about a group of friends living in an apartment together. The show begins a bit slow at the beginning, but after a few episodes, it is so fun to watch.
That's it for our podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening and might even have found something to watch or to listen to.